yourself, I wonder what he...
Died him?
Mm-hmm. What do you call a thing that they put people in when they bury them?
Casket.
Okay. And if somebody dies, his family is probably going to be what? In
mourning.
Mm-hmm. There's frequently a disease that older people get in the joints. What would you call that?
Arthritis.
All right.
Rheumatism.
All right. Is there any difference between the two, or?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Until I get it.
Okay, all right. Don't worry about it, Bill. There used to be a childhood disease. Matter of fact, I had to look up the symptoms because I wasn't sure how to describe this. It really isn't very common anymore because of the drugs and things. But they it was a disease where children apparently they get a big swelling in their throat and they'd have trouble breathing.
Mumps?
No.
Diphtheria?
Yeah, that's it. There's another problem frequently with people's liver, where they turn yellow. What would you call that?
Jaundice.
Mm-hmm. Again, there's a disease frequently where people get a really severe pain in the stomach and they have to have an emergency operation.
Appendicitis.
Mm-hmm. If somebody has appendicitis and maybe his wife or something is very concerned, you might tell her, well, don't...
No word.
Okay. I think this next item is probably the worst taste item in the entire worksheet. But what do you call it if somebody is not able to keep down his breakfast? Say.
Vomit.
Okay. Are there any other terms for that?
Heaving.
Okay. Any other terms? That this
throw up.
Okay. If somebody feels like he's about to do this, you can say that he's
nauseated.
Or another way of saying that he's sick.
Drank too much last night.
Well, that might be. Well, let's say he just caught the flu or something like that. He feels sick to, or sick at, or. Would you say sick to his stomach? Okay. I didn't mean to lead you quite that much, but. If a young man is going with is seeing a young lady, he's maybe taking her places and visiting her parents and things like that, what would you say he's doing what? He's
courting her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And maybe he does this for a while and the young lady decides that she's not really for him. She does what? She
breaks it off.
Okay. Any other terms you'd use for that? Either humorous terms or...
Gives him a cold shoulder.
Okay. What do they used to call it? The serenade, the noisy serenade after a wedding?
Shivering.
Okay. At a wedding, the fellow that stands up with the groom is...
Best man.
Okay, and the lady that stands up with the bride is...
Maid of honor.
Okay. Do you ever have a term you use for, maybe you got a bunch of people like, say, politicians that you just can't stomach as a class? You can say, I can't stand the whole, what would you say? The can't stand, would you say the whole crowd or the whole bunch? The whole bunch? Okay. There aren't any dances around here?
Used to be.
But what kind of dances did they used to have?
Well, square dances.
Mm-hmm.
When I used to go, it was square dancing and round dancing.
Mm-hmm. And where would they have these? That's
in a barn.
Mm-hmm. Or would they just have a...
And they had a dance hall in St. John. They had one here in Sherwood one time.
Mm-hmm. A young boy starts out for school.